once we come into this world, the clock is counted. Say, how old is your baby? One day is one day old, right? Remember that? We were all one day old. Check it out. You're not one day old now. Am I talking to some? I'm going to talk to people all the way back there. When we come into this world, how old is your, the child? Oh, he's just one day old, right? One day, one day. Think about where you are this morning. None of us in here are one day old. So since we are not one day old, we're supposed to accomplish some things based on the years that we say we are. Some of us are, I'm not going to say that. Whatever your age is, we're supposed to accomplish some things, right? So if we don't accomplish them, don't blame no one but yourself. Because something that you allow to happen. I won't say it, it's more teaching because we'll get you to the place where you're supposed to be. You just use my voice. So the Holy Spirit takes over right now. Yeah, it takes over. And he's just reading every one of you here, right? So you're going to get it. I've told you, be careful now. It's a buffet table. You're going to get your portion this morning, right? Because this is the school of the Spirit, where the Holy Spirit knows what you need. And he's going to put it right in your plate. So he says here, that there's a crawling locust. There's a consuming locust that consumes stuff. And he threw up some stuff in our lives. And then I travel over to the book of John. John 10, verse 10. Let's read what it says. Thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and destroy. So there's a thief. He has a purpose, and he is focused on his purpose. He comes to all of us' lives. From day one to now, we experience this thief. From day one till now, we have experienced this thief. If you say you haven't, then I'm going to say liar, liar, pants and fire. Because you have experienced, I have experienced this thief. The thief only come to steal, kill, destroy. That's his purpose. But here is a big but. He says, there's another person. I have come that you will have what? Life. And you will have it more abundantly. If we have the Amplified version of that, it says, I have come that you will enjoy life. That you will what? Enjoy life to the full until it overflows. See, he's come. I came that you may enjoy your life. Enjoy your life and have it in its abundance. To the full, till it what? Overflow. When you have life at that level, you bless his people around you. Because you have an overflowing life. What is in you is flowing over, touching people. So why my life is not overflowing? Because of the thief. Because he robbed some stuff out of my life that caused me to be in prison houses. So I got to get out of that. And the only way I can get out is through restoration. It says, Joel chapter 2, I will restore. What a tremendous promise. Oh, I'm going to walk out here with confidence. That every year that I have lost since day one, God promised to restore it back to me. So I can get it back. He's going to redeem those lost days. Get excited about that. So whatever your purpose was, and the devil stopped you from fulfilling your purpose, here's the news. God said, he restores those years so you can do it. So you can do it. So it's not lost yet. Amen. You got to look. You got to tell yourself it's not over yet. It's not over yet. Because the devil likes to tell you that it's over. The devil likes to tell you that you lose the battle. You finish. He likes to tell you all the things that you say you are going to have, you ain't going to get them. It's too late for you. You got to tell yourself it's not too late. It's not too late. It's not too late. It's not too late. Because God will what? Restore. He will restore the years. He will fulfill those years. All of us, we have gone through life. And as so many of us, things didn't work out the way life didn't turn out the way you planned it. But here it is. We don't have a crystal ball that we can see ahead of time. But what we do have, we have a Savior. So even though things didn't turn out the way we think they should have been, I have a Savior that says, I'm come. And I come to give you life and restore those years back to you. Okay, it's not late. So many people live a life of unfulfilled. Certain people live a life of unproductivity up to this point. You live a life of disappointment up to this point. You live a life of regret up to this point. You live a life of missed opportunity up to this point. And all of these things put you in prison houses. When you hear somebody says, God is good to me, you says, yeah, to you, but not to me. I haven't seen the goodness that you're talking about. Sometimes we forget how things work. Let me show it work. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. Let's read it. To every, there's a season, a time. This is a liberating scripture. So everything has an end. Everything has a what? An end. If it has a beginning, it has an end. It can't stay forever. So whatever state you are in, it's going to end. If you are in disappointment, that disappointment will come to an end. If you're in discouragement, that discouragement will come to an end. If you're in sickness, that sickness is going to come to an end. If you're in mental torment, it's coming to an end. I'm here to help you this morning through the word. Because either that is true or it's not. So it says, everything has to go through a what? A season. So I don't know what season you're going through right now. You might be going through a season of torment. You might be going through a season of unproductivity. But here the good news, it's coming to an end. It's coming to an end. It's coming to an end. You might be going through a season of loneliness, but it's going to an end. It's coming to what? An end. Because Solomon says, everything has a season. And it has a what? A purpose. So maybe that disappointment, that stagnation was to help you to see where you need to be. Yeah, that's right, man. I want to stay with this lady over here because she's getting her portion. It might be where you need to be. You're going through that season to take you to the next season of life. So it's not going to, you're not going to stay in it all the time. Why? One of the biggest weapons the devil uses against us today is to rob us of our health. Am I talking good this morning? One of the biggest weapons the devil uses today against all of us is to rob us of our health. Because if you ain't got health, you got nothing. Don't tell me you have $1 billion, no health is zero. It's like the guy who did not have $1. Because you can do nothing with that $1 billion. Okay, I said, if I have $1 billion, no, if I have my health, that's the key. That's the first one. Third John, verse 2. Watch that there. What I'm telling you. Here, don't let the devil kill you there. Don't let the devil rob you there. Let's read it. Beloved, I pray that you prosper in all things and be in
health.
Soul prosper. Be what? Healthy. Don't let the devil take your mind, put you in depression. It's easy. Depression is like a black hole, man. You're sliding down into something and you find yourself can't come out of it. That's the plan of the devil. God says, I reach above all things that you're healthy. The devil messes up. Because if he robbed me and you of our health, then he keep us trapped in our prison house. Think about it. If you didn't have health this morning, you wouldn't be here. You would be in the house, man, in the bed. Thank God we got health this morning. Thank God we got health this morning. Hallelujah. Somebody, that's the biggest thing. You know, we try to ask God for money and this, ask God for health. Because if I have health, I can get money. When you sit, you get grouchy. You like Mr. Grouch. I know, I've been sick, man. I don't want to hear anything. I don't want to talk to nobody. When you're really sick, I'm not talking about you're not sick. When you're really sick, everything seems to be closing in on you. You don't want to hear no one. You don't want to eat nothing. The food that you love, don't even bring it. Because there is something is taken from you that is vitally important. My health. That's your prayer every day. Lord, restore my health. Psalms 119. 125 says, I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimony. Watch this now. This scripture liberate me. You gotta talk to God seriously. God, I'm your servant. I'm your servant. Then if I'm your servant, give me what? Understanding. Let me understand what's going on so that I can talk about you. How am I going to talk about you if I don't what? Understand you. How am I going to talk about how good you are if I don't understand
you? Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count. Are
you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.